greetings and a hearty good morning to you. We are here now sifting and perusing the thought forms that are circling, the queries that are pointing to further clarification. And we wish to give now a pointed discussion in terms of the essence of the sun's magnetic field. So we are calling the sun the central point of the construct, we will say, of the hybrid human's capacity to house light, increased light. So with this understanding, we wish to give you our framework that is simplistic and potent. So the sun is the amplifier, the reflector, and the refractor of all other planetary bodies within the galactic center of the universe. So what does this mean and point to? So all of the planetary bodies are interacting and interfacing with the sun's magnetic field. And with the understanding of a holographic universe, as the planetary bodies are interacting with the sun's magnetic field, the sun houses the hologram of each and every planetary body within itself. So the question is pointed, in essence, the query that we are unfolding in an experimental fashion is the ability for the human vessel to house light, more light, recognize itself as light, as the hybrid human. So with this understanding, the human vessel is able to receive the light codes, the light frequency, the currents of the spectrum of the great central sun that is the hologram of all planetary alignment. So when you speak of light codes, we wish to be able to give a pointed reflector of how this is in essence related to our experiment. The light codes that are being reflected from the great central sun are attracted to the auric magnetic field that surrounds the human physical form. Hence, these codes interface and interact with the sacred geometry web that is the human within this current incarnation. So what are the light codes activating? The sacred geometry that is wanting to be realized and interfaced with here as a human form. So you must understand it in this way, that the sun's codes of light are not solely singular in nature of the sun, but they are the hologram of the cosmos that is interfacing with the sun to interface as a light code, to interface with the electro-auric magnetic field of the human to remember itself as whole, as a multidimensional being of light. So the codes that are being transmitted, the photonic codes that are being transmitted from the sun, house within it. You can liken it to a seed. You can liken it to a particle. You can liken it to a ray of light, whatever it is that you are wanting to conceptualize it as. But those codes are being transmitted to the electromagnetic field. But what are housed within the codes are the hologram of all of the planetary celestial bodies interfacing with one another within this seed. It is the hologram. So the sun is the closest thing to humanity at this point in time. It has the ability to touch humanity, to feel. Humanity can feel the sun upon its skin. Humanity can see the results of the sun's ability to create life. It is light, and it houses the hologram of all within it. So when the human vessel interfaces with the sun, the particles, the light codes, the photonic codes that the sun is imbuing down upon the auric magnetic field of the human has the potential, we will say, to interface with these codes to be able to illuminate their electromagnetic fields, to be able to turn the phasia online, to be able to be a reflector of their sacred geometry hologram. And this is in essence how you can see it and map it out in a conceptualized way. So the sun's rays, the sun's photonic codes are igniting the phasia within the human form to interface with the electromagnetic field, the auric magnetic field, to allow the human's sacred geometry imprint, blueprint, to become realized and made manifest, whilst housing increased light. So as the human is able to house more and more light, more and more of their sacred geometry blueprint will be turned online, hence allowing them to see, feel, and operate from a multidimensional being of light where they have access to all of their simultaneous realities that are truly housed within the seed of the creation that is them. So when you see it in this way, this is the program that is in a more conceptualized fashion. But that is in essence what is occurring. It is holographic in nature. So then you ask, well, how can the light codes be received? The light codes are continuously being transmitted from the sun. The sun's hologram of itself, reflected from the planetary bodies, the planetary alignment of all that is. It is constantly ableizing itself to be reflecting these light codes. But it is the density of the human conditioned program that does not fully allow the light codes to be received. So in essence, the light codes are being drawn down, but the human that is asleep, for lack of better terminology, not awake, these codes simply bounce off of the field. So it is when the human realizes itself as light through practice of allowing breath to be moved through the physical form, through the helical reverberation of the intonation of one's signature sound harmonic, through the awakening of the phasia within the human form, and allowing the molecular structure to be able to be coalesced within the physical and etheric bodies through water, through holding crystalline structure, all of these are pointers for the human to awaken itself, to be able to allow its field to be receptive to the photonic energetic light codes of the great central sun. And keep a very pointed notion that these light codes are the hologram of the planetary bodies that are reflected within the code. So it houses everything. And what do we know about the planetary bodies? But they are the blueprint and the map of your becoming. Every planetary body, as it interfaces with the electromagnetic field of that of what it is that you are in this present incarnation, houses an interface. And each individual's interface is different. So if you are wanting to turn online your sacred blueprint, your cosmology, your blueprint, you must be able to house the light. So do you see how it is all seamlessly interwoven and interconnected? So it is of importance to understand the holographic nature. And this is our purpose here in communing with you in this experimental fashion. The majority of humanity is unable to awaken itself to the scientific frameworks. It causes a blockage within their field of perceptual reality. So we are coming at it in a you could say a backwards fashion. For when they can be in the movement, can be in the breath, can be in the receiving of energy as itself, as light as itself, and then begin to feel it and experience it, hence soul strength, then the human will be able to expand its capacity to quote unquote understand the logistics of it. If we will say to you, is it even important? And this is where we are moving. Is it even important to contort the mind into an understanding? For it is simply you being you, you being light, you being that of what is innately you. So do you see how we are shifting the paradigm, shifting the construct? We are not regurgitating information that is already encircling within the matrix. So it is a backwards fashion that we are coming at it from. We are not giving the step-by-step scientific information and having the human mind understand it. We are coming at it from a point of heart coherence, where you simply are it. And then all of the logistics, you say, all of the how-tos, you say, are simply awakened. We are coming at it in a backwards fashion. We are pleased here to be of assistance as we are streaming in the interdimensionals. I have called them in to assist me with this topic, as Ina is here sat, cross-legged, sipping her black coffee. It is Tesla.